Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A huge papal mass in Philadelphia. Pope Francis, now in the air on the way back to Rome, celebrated mass in front of hundreds of thousands of followers in Philadelphia earlier Sunday, capping off his five-day visit to the United States. Earlier in the day, the Pope met with bishops and called for continued vigilance against any priest's sexual abuse of youth and efforts to conceal it. Jeff Custer reports.
The Pope addressed the bishops at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where he's been staying during his visit. He said he met with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. He said the church must openly address these cases of abuse.
These cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Pope Francis also met with about 100 inmates at a prison. At the facility, he stood before an upholstered throne-like chair that some of the inmates made by hand from black walnut. The Pope has been a strong proponent of prison reform and inmates' capacity for rehabilitation. France says it launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, on targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President François Hollande says that six jet fighters hit an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said France was acting in self-defense. This is VOA News. Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the intelligence group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition battling the IS group in Iraq, Colonel Steve Warren, says the U.S. objects to Syria being part of the intelligence-sharing group. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed almost 770 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. The yearly event ended without incident on Saturday. Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes killed 25 civilians, mostly women and children, in a village in northwestern Yemen Sunday. The attack occurred in Bani Zila in Yemen's Red Sea border area with Saudi Arabia. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack Sunday against key security outposts in a remote border region. Reports say 85 militants and three Afghan policemen were killed in the mountainous Achin district of Nangarhar province along the Pakistani border. The Achin governor told VOA in Islamabad that most of the heavily armed militants were Pakistani nationals. 17 Syrian migrants drowned Sunday when their 8-meter boat sank off the Turkish coast while headed for the Greek island of Leros. Local media says another 20 people who were wearing life jackets survived. Turkey's launched an investigation. President Obama has committed the United States to a new plan for eliminating global poverty and hunger. Speaking Sunday at the United Nations in New York, he told a global summit on sustainable development that the world has much work to do.
Billions of our fellow human beings are at risk of dying from diseases that we know how to prevent. Many children are just one mosquito bite away from death. And that is a moral outrage. It is a profound injustice. It is literally a matter of life and death. And now, the world must act.
Mr. Obama's remarks came at a gathering of world leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. He will address that body Monday. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda Monday when Mr. Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year. That'll be at the UN. And China's President Xi Jinping called on world leaders Sunday to boost efforts to improve women's rights. Speaking at a UN summit on gender equality, he pledged $10 million to the UN Agency for Women while drawing sharp criticisms from activists and rights groups for China's imprisonment of female activists. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.